This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
Welcome to a steamy edition of The Doug and Danny Show here on a Tuesday. Apologize for the voice. But you can call in and take over the show if you'd like at 1-888-455-3776. I believe Doug right now is efforting Tony Hobson to join us here later on. Also set to be joined by Sean Callahan in the bottom half of the hour. Sean's going to be giving a little bit of a video and talking tonight at Hastings Kino Bar and Grill. I look forward to that. I'm going to be over there as well.
Kind of doing that. Medical attention. Have you went to the doctor?
Have been to the doctor.
You have been to the doctor.
They gave me some horse pills.
Nice.
So feeling
the kind you can take orally, right? You don't have to do the other way, right?
No. Just orally.
That's good.
What did the doctor tell you?
Some sinus deal.
What did he tell you to help better? I mean, like as far as nutrition.
Well, he told me sit-ups. And he didn't tell me
nutrition. He told me sit-ups. Nutrition. He told me sit-ups.
Well, he sat me down, Doug, and we went through sandwiches. He said soup sandwiches. No, he didn't go through a nutrition diet with me.
He didn't tell you, you know. What did Mom tell you?
You know what? I've been taking zinc. I've been taking vitamin C. I don't know. I'm obviously going through puberty again or something. It's not good. You know, it was good last night. It was good if you're a Pittsburgh Penguin fan. Bad if you're a Red Wing fan, because they were showing the cup. The man with the white gloves was getting ready to put the cup on the cart to move it towards the rink. And then 34 seconds, the cup vanished from Red Wing hands. It was nowhere to be found.
You know what the beauty is, though? They don't have to move it. They don't have to put it on a plane because, well, yeah, they probably do because they could win in Pittsburgh, I guess. So I guess they could win in Pittsburgh. So I guess they're going to have to take it to Pittsburgh, aren't they?
They're not going to win in Pittsburgh. I think it's going to come back for Game 7 now.
Well, that's, you know what? Last night is what the NHL needed. They needed that Pittsburgh to win. They didn't need it to go 3 overtimes, but they needed an exciting, close game, keep the season alive. People are talking about it a little bit today, pique the interest on it a little bit, and look and find out what's going on with the Cup. Game 6 tomorrow. Then if things go as you would expect it to go, probably get Game 7 on, unbelievable, Game 7, and everybody will be talking about it. And everybody will just be chatting about it. So that's probably what they need in the NHL.
I think that's exactly what they needed. And boy, the roof was ready to come off last night. And on ESPN earlier today, they're interviewing, I believe, the voice of the Red Wings said he had not heard it that loud in 11 years. Everybody's standing, and then you could drop a pin.
Or an octopi,
yes.
Coming up on the show today, Sean Callahan joins us. He's going to be in Hastings tonight at Hastings Kino, giving his presentation. If you're a Husker football fan, make sure you're headed to Hastings Kino tonight because that's what's going on. We're going to talk to Sean. He'll fill us in on part of what he'll be talking about and kind of give us a little early preview of what else is going on in Husker football land. You would think it'd be kind of quiet right now, but here's where you're really trying to look at last year's junior class and start working on the seniors. You're working on recruiting. And, of course, when you're a first-year staff with Bo Pelini, they're just trying to get things in place so that the first year goes smooth. We'll talk with Sean about that. Also, we'll be joined by the new head women's basketball coach at Fort Hays State, former coach at Hastings College, Tony Hobson, is going to join us coming up in our next segment here in about 10-15 minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. And he's going to take over a program at Hayes that, if you look at his resume, you can see he's been in, you can draw a circle, basically, around all the places that he has coached. I mean, he was at Barton County in Kansas, then up to Hastings, now he's going back to Hayes. You know, Kansas City and Missouri Western and St. Joe, that a little bit out the circle. He will still have some of the same connections. What will be interesting, will those same connections be able to produce the talent necessary to play at the Division II level? Another interesting thing will be how much of it is the same talent. The talent he got to go to Hastings, some of those kids probably good enough to play at Fort Hays and play Division II, although, as he said, he believes this might be the toughest Division II conference in the country.
Yeah, you've got UNO going to that conference. Obviously, the school.
Well, that doesn't matter. That doesn't help anything, right, Tony?
Well, the evil's showing up, so he'll have to face the evil. But you've got an interesting tidbit because the place he turned down a year ago in Western Missouri, also in that conference, so he'll face them. But you're a bottom feeding team right now, so you're going to start from the bottom and have.
Well, you could give him some advice because you this weekend were trolling the bottom, trying to bring up fish to the top. And you had some success in that first tournament of the year. Not national, not tournament-winning success, but you had some success. You beat half the teams there. And that's what this team wants to do next year. They want to turn it around from 11-15 to 15-11. And you can give him insights on how to troll. I mean, how to bottom dwell. I mean, how to bring things from the bottom to the top.
Yeah, I'll bring it from the bottom, all right?
So Tony Hobson, Sean Callahan, among those that are going to be joining us on the program today. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. And we'll get into the Dent Popper inbox. The Major League Baseball draft is coming up later this week. And we'll talk more about that on the Doug and Daddy Show. The Super Regionals were concluded last night, and don't forget also today, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, so that's coming up later on in the program. But first, the Super Regionals have finished. A couple of the teams that got beat on the opening day were able to rally back as far as the number one seeds, like Georgia, like Florida State. Daddy, 16 teams go on to the Super Regional. How many of them were number one seeds?
13.
Two of the number one seeds that didn't make it were out of the mighty Big 12, Oklahoma State and Nebraska.
Long Beach State,
and
obviously,
neither one of them even made it to the finals. So Long Beach State being the other one, well, Wichita State won that first championship game. I guess they just didn't make it to Monday where we had to play twice. Long Beach State being the four seed, Fresno State, comes out of that region. So I think the big picture is most of the best teams in the country are still alive.
Yeah, that's what it says. And if you look closely at it, a lot of that SEC is still alive.
And my prediction is still alive. Arizona State over Florida State in the final. You know, hey, that's, you know, got them through. The upset special of Missouri couldn't quite get the deal done. But you look at these, and you've got all these super regionals, and they look either intriguing or ho-hum. There's hardly any of these that are in the middle. There's a couple. I mean, you got Rice and A&M. Intriguing. You've got Miami and Arizona. You've got North Carolina State and Georgia. Ho-hum. You got Stanford and Cal State Fullerton, two traditional powers. You've got Wichita State at Florida State. On a national level, people are just going to think Florida State's going to roll Wichita State. I, too, think that's going to happen, but we'll be pulling for Wichita State to be competitive. Then you've got North Carolina taking on the Chanticleers, people. Coastal Carolina, people.
Coastal Carolina was one of those teams that they were hosting that regional, and many people surprised by that, but they advanced.
I'm not going to be surprised when Coastal Carolina is in the opening ceremonies at Rosenblatt Stadium next week. The Chanticleers going to make the College World Series. You heard it here. UC Irvine at LSU. This just in. Irvine, you ain't that good. LSU in two. And then Fresno State, your four seed, is going to get blitzed by Arizona State. Somewhere, somebody has to be a story out of this. I'm hoping it's Coastal Carolina. I don't know who else you're looking at. I mean, it could be anybody. You know, there's you know, Fresno State got there, huge story. And then if Wichita State got there, pretty good story. If Arizona got there, probably be a pretty good story since they were a number one seed but had to go on the road at Michigan for their regional.
I think one of the intriguing ones is LSU, who's had a long absence from Omaha, taking on the Anteaters, who made a little bit of noise or quite a bit of noise last year, kind of got that fan following. Well, LSU wants to bring their faithful back to Omaha, and everybody knows that Omaha, once LSU gets there, that becomes the Go Tigers, and that becomes their adopted hometown.
Well, yeah, I mean, but it does for most of the teams. I think if LSU gets there, you'll have, you know, people like LSU. I don't think it's like it used to be. Dingerville's gone. They can't bring in everything like they used to be able to bring in their campers and set up and bring in LSUville. You just can't do it. God, I'm sure they'll be able to do it with the new stadium. You just can't do it. And with LSU not having been very competitive at the CWS for a few years, like you said, it's going to be different. I think it just depends on who gets there. South Carolina, people like, they're not going to be there. Obviously, Nebraska's not going to be there. Creighton's not going to be there. Notre Dame's not going to be there.
Texas,
people don't necessarily like Texas.
But they
people
show up in droves.
People don't necessarily like Miami. I'm talking about Omaha fans. I'm talking about Nebraska fans, somebody to root for. I think with 16 teams, it's a little too tough to call. Rice A&M, whoever comes out of that, Nebraska fans will root for. LSU, they would root for. Any underdog that gets there, Nebraska would root for. Wichita State, I think people would root for. Even those wacky Creighton fans, I think, would root for the Shockers. But we'll find out. All the Super Regionals are coming up this weekend. Plenty of television coverage on ESPN's networks. Daddy, we didn't get to this yesterday, and I just wanted to let it simmer up because after 17 days, it was a bye day yesterday, so it's still a carryover. The 12-game losing streak is over, and a 2-game winning streak is underway.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time.
What's it been, 2.5 weeks? I mean, it's been longer than that since we've heard a little peanut butter jelly on the show. Since the no-hitter was thrown. That was on a Monday.
Jose Guillen had to go on a rant.
Yeah.
Challenged his teammates. They didn't win that night. So it extended the losing streak, but then the next two, they were able to get, they'd go up against the White Sox tonight.
And another lunatic in Ozzie Guillen. Ozzie Guillen, you can hear the game right here on ESPN. Kansas City Royals, and then, of course, every single game of the College World Series will be here on ESPN Radio beginning Saturday, June 21st. Same day as the 8-man All-Star football game. Same day as my dad's birthday. It's a big day. Big! Huge! Oh, no, I was lying. It's June 14th, College World Series start. I just had to throw those other two things in there. 8-man game is on the 21st. Dad's birthday is on the 21st. But the College World Series begins June 14th. If that had slipped by you, if you're somebody that goes to the College World Series every year, they're not playing on Friday for the first time this year. They have backed it up. First games are on Saturday in Omaha. So take note of that.
Kind of some, I guess you'd call alternative sports last night with the NHL that I hadn't watched a full game of or a lot of a game of all year long, but the Stanley Cup kind of intrigued you, so you watched that. I watched part of that last night. Also happened to see most of the Arizona State, Texas A&M College World Series final in softball. And, you know, the Arizona State pitcher won her 40th game last night. The Texas A&M pitcher was 41-3 and was a loser. So you look at that 3-0 final. Arizona State takes the 1-0 lead in the best of three series.
Game two tonight.
Game two
they
tonight.
Do play the best two out of three. That's right. We are going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And when we return, Tony Hobson, former Hastings College, now the new head women's basketball coach at Fort Hays State, is going to join us right after this.
Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation with the Doug and Daddy Show, where their motto is,
if you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
Hawthorne Jewelry is celebrating 130 years of doing business in downtown Kearney. During our celebration, you can take advantage of store-wide savings that include our designer lines like Lorenzo Colored Stones, Valina Wedding, and Engagement Rings. Our 130th anniversary celebration ends June 14th, and so will the savings. So hurry to Hawthorne Jewelry in the downtown Kearney Center.
Hawthorne Jewelry, Kearney's original jewelry. Hi, I'm Gary Stratman.
I'm Steve O'Brien. A well-appointed funeral home may not seem very important today, but on the day it's needed, it means everything. At O'Brien Stratman Funeral Home and Cremations, you're always assured of the highest quality of service and best possible surroundings. For added convenience, O'Brien Stratman also offers a large community room with full dining capabilities and plenty of off-street parking. Count on O'Brien Stratman Funeral Home and Cremations. The better facilities, the better service, the better value. Serving Kearney and the surrounding area.
We understand what's always on Husker fans' minds, and that's Husker football. And that's why this next Tuesday, June 3rd, Hastings Kino's Bar and Grill, two-time Nebraska Sports Writer of the Year, Husker Illustrated Insider, and sideline reporter for the Nebraska Sports Network, Sean Callahan, is in the house. Sean will show a short video of the spring game, give you a position-by-position breakdown of where he thinks the Huskers are at in his mind, and take all of your questions. Hastings Kino Bar and Grill, 7:30, June 3rd. Dollar-long neck specials all night long, and Sean Callahan's in the house.
People are talking about the Doug and Danny blog at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's all good.
I'm surprised to hear that because that is new information.
You bet. The Doug and Danny blog is all about insightful commentary and learned opinions from our dynamic duo.
Yep, can't they talk about
certain controversial issues, pretty much anything they want to talk about.
And of course, you got to talk back.
That story was completely inappropriate.
The Doug and Danny blog on ESPNSuperstation.com. Let them know what you think.
Hi, this is Phil Gordon, professional poker player. You're listening to ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska on 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partial sunshine along with some cloudiness across the area as we head through the day today with a chance for scattered showers and storms developing, some of which could turn severe. We'll see high temperatures in the lower 80s with variable winds of 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see a good chance for showers and storms down to 60. I'm Paul Trombley. Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Going to be joined by Coach Tony Hobson in just a moment. Sean Callahan, who's going to be in Hastings tonight, HuskersIllustrated.com, and with the Husker Sports Network, is going to join us as well on a solid Tuesday here in Central Nebraska.
But, Doug, I know the solid Tuesday is going along. The fields are drying out, and some of those people are going to have to get back in there and replant. And that's where DynaGrow comes in. Plenty of soybeans still available. Call your local DynaGrow seeds dealer today. Otherwise, getting ready to plant some Sudan grass, sorghum Sudan grass? Well, check out their DynaGrays, premium quality and small-seeded, strong stalks and roots, high yields of sweet, palatable feed. Call your local DynaGrow seeds dealer today. DynaGrow is where it's at. It's growing in your fields.
1-888-455-ESPN, or you can file something away to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You know, sometimes effort is required upon this show, and I didn't put forth enough effort to bring back a quote from last year when our next guest turned down the Missouri Western job. Concerned that, if he got into this job hunting search, he would get to be on the show more. Well, now I have to wonder what's going to happen because from now on, he's the enemy when Fort Hayes comes to Kearney or Hastings or wherever they go. But we'll still root for him 90% of the time. And that's Tony Hobson, the new head women's basketball coach at Fort Hayes State. Coach, congratulations. You finally pulled the trigger. What went into your thought process with this job?
Well, it was, it's always kind of the same process. It was totally different than last year because it's a lot closer to, geographically to what I was looking for, and I like the town of Hayes. I say, it reminds me a lot of Kearney, kind of a mid-sized town on a interstate. And I knew the athletic director, and I know a couple coaches in their athletic department, and they've got a great facility, and they just got in that conference that is kind of it reminds me of the conference that Hastings College is in, that if you're competitive at the top of that conference, you're probably okay nationally. So just a lot of things just played into it this time, and it just seemed like a good fit, and that I thought the timing is right for me to go ahead and make a change this time.
Tony, was this the only job that you entertained in this offseason?
Yeah, and I didn't, you know, I didn't entertain it until the athletic director contacted me and asked me to, if I was interested and to apply. So I was set, had everything set for a nice summer of camps, maybe play a little golf, and now I'm going to be packing boxes.
Tony Hobson joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tony, obviously we've heard a lot of good things about Fort Hays and the facilities and maybe some money being there to help get things going. When you move up to a Division II level, and we kind of touched on this a little yesterday and today on the show, what's going to be different about coaching Division II than what you had at the NAIA level, from recruiting to the kind of kids you look for to the kind of competition you play?
Well, first of all, you know, we carry a squad of anywhere from 25 to 30 kids. We play a junior varsity schedule. I have a part-time assistant coach to take care of that many kids. And down there, you carry as many players as you need to have a good team. You know, I'm probably between 12 and 15 kids. You have 10 full rides. Where here you have zero, I mean, you have scholarship money, but you can't offer it to a full ride extent. You have a full-time assistant down there that has no other duties. You have a graduate assistant. So you should be able to do a better job because you can really concentrate on just basketball.
Tony, talk about the kids that were coming into your program that you sold on Hastings College. How difficult was it to convey the message to them?
Well, it's not good. I mean, I didn't. It's something that you have to do. And Terry Hofstetter, my assistant, and myself, we got in the office Sunday night and called everybody. And you know, it's not pleasant at all. But I thought they needed to hear it from us. We didn't want them to read about it. So you know, the incoming freshmen, it's not as tough for me there as you know, some juniors and sophomores have been in the program 2 and 3 years, and you've been through a lot with them. So it's not easy, but at the same time, I tell them that, you know, their careers and how successful they are has a lot more to do with them than it does me or the coach that they play for, you know, and just to you know, I encourage all of them to either come back or say, you know, a new player coming in, I encourage them to keep their commitment and go ahead and be a Hastings College Bronco, because, you know, the last thing I want is to see our program that we've built here to go downhill.
Tony Hobson joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You mentioned Carrie Hofstetter. Is she officially going with you to Hayes?
Not officially, but can't be official yet, but I guess I can say she's applied for the position. So you can make out of that what you want.
What happens now at Hastings, and I know this isn't necessarily your concern, you, like you said, you want it to keep going on, but with everybody and Katie Dent going out to Wyoming, so basically the entire coaching staff is going to be gone, so there's no thoughts about bringing somebody up there. Have you heard what direction they're going to go? I mean, what we're hearing is a lot of people probably going to apply for this, as it's one of the top jobs.
Well, and that's, you know, that's one reason why. I know it's a little later than normal for coaching changes, but I've taken 3 college jobs in my career, and one of them was the end of July. One was the 1st of August. Really, this was the only one I took in a timely fashion, so it happens all the time. But one thing is there will be a lot of good candidates because this is a good job, and so I don't think that's one bad thing about being late is the coaching pool. You know, your candidate pool, and I don't think that's going to be a problem. There's going to be a lot of people interested in this job. Also, we have, you know, basically 10 out of our top 11 kids coming back. We just lost our point guard. So we have a good team coming back, a good, solid recruiting class coming in. So it isn't like I'm leaving the cupboard bare. I wouldn't want to do that. Our schedule's complete. You know, a lot of things intact that you won't have to mess with, a new person won't have to mess with, so. I don't know what direction they're going to go. I know they're going to try to get it done rather quickly, and they've asked me to give them some names and to review the candidates with them. you know, or at least I made myself available for them to run names by me. So I know they're going to try to do it in a timely fashion and try to just make it as smooth as possible.
Coaching 7 years at Hastings, when you look back at the whole 7 years, give us two or three players that you just shake your head and go, boy, I wish I could take all three of them to Hayes, Kansas with me. Who are the best ones?
Oh, boy. I don't know if I can go three, but I can probably go five or six. But, you know, you start off with, let's start off with the guards. You know, you have Kerry Hofstetter, and you have Carly Stuckey, and you have Lindsey Martinson. And then you go big with Liz Herbeck. And I only had Mary Stoom for a year, but she was a good one. Wendy Okeson. And then you have Stacy Swoboda and Katie Dan. I mean, you got, they were all Americans.
And they all won Players of the Year.
Players of the Year. They all won at least one or national championship. Several of them won two. So we had some kids come through here that could play, and they made my job a lot easier, and I probably forgot to mention a couple, and I sure didn't mean to, but there's so many of them. When you think back, I could make a nice 10-player squad, I'll tell you that.
You could put all their hometowns together, and they wouldn't be as big as, like, Lincoln, too. You
know? Oh, yeah, they wouldn't be a Class B school in the towns, no.
Tony, I guess when you look back in every year at Hastings College going in, I think the goal is a national title. You guys have been there so often. When you go to Hayes, Kansas, probably not a real realistic goal, at least those first couple of years. How different and difficult is that going to be?
Well, it's going to be a change. I mean, you're going to have to go in with a little different mindset than what we've grown accustomed to here. I've experienced it before at a couple of my other jobs where you put your head down and go to work and just try to, you know, the first step is let's get better than we were last year and then really dig in recruiting. And basketball is kind of unique because you don't have to get 10 or 15 great players in to turn things around. You need a couple difference makers and you can change things pretty quickly. Now, I don't think it's going to be as quick. You know, I think the higher level that you move up to, I think the longer it's going to take, just because, you know, of the resources the other schools have and everything and all of those things. So I think it's just going to be a year, two or three process or whatever it takes and just do your best. And like I said, just try to make strides every year to get some improvement.
Tony, what do you know about what you're going to have talent-wise there at Hayes?
Well, I know that it's probably not going to be enough right away. You know, they were 12 and 15 this year. They were about 5 and 13 in the conference. It is a tough conference. I mean, you're in there with Washburn, Emporia State, and some other good teams. They lost their two leading scorers that were seniors. I think they have a few kids coming back that are good players, and they have two or three commitments from kids. I haven't seen them, so I'm taking their word for them that they're okay. And then the rest is, you know, you try to pick up as much as you can through the summer. If there's any kids out there, you find them and bring a couple more in, and then just start working next year on getting some more players in.
Tony, last question. I suppose different coaches might have a different philosophy on this. Will you take the Hastings memorabilia and have it prominent in the office and use that as motivation, or is it a whole clean slate? I mean, do you try to show where they want to get to go, or is it just something that'll be at your office at home?
I'm probably one that probably will not take it. It'll probably be in my basement. maybe a couple little things, a couple little reminders, but. Boy, if I took all the stuff that was in my office and put it up, there's too much of it. I was just looking around. I've got eight basketballs sitting around in my office, autographed basketballs from either national titles or Final Fours or whatever, something or another. So I'm not going to prominently display much until maybe the time's right and we need a little boost or something.
Well, I'm sure there'll be a couple times where you go down to the basement by yourself and go, ah, oh, the good old days. But I'm sure they'll be there again, and I'm sure we'll run into you sometime along the way, either coming to Kearney or, you know, getting Hastings on the schedule down the road. Okay. But, Tony, we always appreciate the time you've given us, and best of luck down there at Fort Hays.
Well, I thank you guys, too, for the coverage you give us. You've been great, and I enjoy talking to you, too.
Tony, take care.
Okay, thank you.
Tony Hobson, the new head women's basketball coach at Fort Hays State. 7 years, 3 national titles at Hastings College, always in the tournament. Final Four last year at 30-6. Always a team, unlike some of the others we talked about yesterday, that found a way to finish at the end. This was a team that always got better at the end of the season.
They were the old bull. They just took care of their business. Very steady approach. But they always finished at the end.
So Tony Hobson moving on, and wish them the best of luck. And now we'll have to keep our ear open and see who comes in to Hastings. Do they go like they did last year? I mean, or last time, you know, he came out of a community college. Do you go find somebody, you know, at the NAIA, that is the smaller level? I mean, you might even throw in the thought that there might be a high school coach coming in. And I'm sure they have had some apply. I'm sure they had some apply last time. But will it be from the area? Will it be someone that we've never heard of? It'll be interesting to follow that story. These are the kind of things that go on when nothing's going on in the world of sports. What's going on this time of year? There's always something going on. And when we have something going on, we've got a big event going on in Hastings tonight. Sean Callahan will be there to speak, and we'll be chatting with him coming up in just a moment. Plus, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is around the corner. Stay with us.
Something wrong, sir? I will not tolerate this flagrant mockery of my intelligence.
Neener, neener, neener. Doug and Daddy will be right back to further insult your intelligence.
A lot to be excited about at Microtel Inns and Suites. From free local and long-distance calls and free high-speed wireless internet to a complimentary continental breakfast. And our new stylish decor and plush bedding make every night's sleep a comfortable one. Plus, the MicroPass card helps guests earn free stays at any Microtel. J.D. Power and Associates has ranked Microtel highest in guest satisfaction 6 years in a row. For a great hotel at an affordable price, visit MicrotelInn.com. For J.D. Power and Associates information, visit www.jdpower.com.
I'm sitting in a new Chevy Malibu with OnStar turn-by-turn navigation, which comes standard for the first year. If I want to get somewhere, I just push the OnStar button.
OnStar.
I'd like to get to 23 Front Street.
I'll download OnStar turn-by-turn directions.
Thank you. Now, if I was in an Accord or a Camry, I'd press a button, too, for the automatic window so I could ask someone in a new Chevy Malibu for directions. OnStar is standard on 11 Chevy vehicles for the first year. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations. Turn-by-turn not available in certain areas.
We understand what's always on Husker fans' minds, and that's Husker football. And that's why this next Tuesday, June 3rd, Hastings Kinos Bar and Grill, two-time Nebraska Sports Writer of the Year, Husker Illustrated Insider, and sideline reporter for the Nebraska Sports Network, Sean Callahan, is in the house. Sean will show a short video of the spring game, give you a position-by-position breakdown of where he thinks the Huskers are at in his mind, and take all of your questions. Hastings Kino Bar and Grill, 7:30, June 3rd. Dollar long neck specials all night long, and Sean Callahan's in the house.
Big crowd bounding home for a convincing win in the race of the races.
Are 3 grueling races in 5 weeks too much for any modern bred horse?
No one's ever been close to Big Crown.
The 140th Belmont could see only the 12th Triple Crown winner in 3 decades. Your ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 presents live coverage of the Belmont Stakes Saturday at 4 o'clock. Remember, Mike and Mike originate their broadcast Friday morning from Belmont right here on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partial sunshine along with some cloudiness across the area as we head through the day today with a chance for scattered showers and storms developing, some of which could turn severe. We'll see high temperatures in the lower 80s with variable winds of 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see a good chance for showers and storms down to 60. I'm Paul Trombley.
It's 3 a.m. and I want to go to bed.
Who sings this? No. It's like Super Password, which was on the other night. I'll give you 4 clues. We'll see how many it takes. The name of this band. Rowing. I'll say Rowing.
I was going to say Jimmy Buffett.
We just covered this band when we were doing your
concert. He doesn't want to play along. That's fine. Why don't you just sit over there and hack up a lung?
So we are, Daddy.
So thanks. Appreciate it. Unbelievable. You know, it's not unbelievable, the deals you can get at Misco Sports on the Bricks, the downtown Kearney Center. It's a glorious day to walk the Bricks and pop on into Misco's, see Steve. That's right, there's two Steves. It's not like Dougie Doug. It's Steve, and then there's Steve. There's Red, and then there's the other guy. He's not Red. He's more blonde.
Little Steve.
You know, well, he actually runs the place. But then, you know, then there's Red, who is the brains of the operation. That's why they put him way in the back. But sometimes you gotta pay. It's like going to the zoo, you have to pay for him to come out. Bring candy though, he likes that. But anyway, great deals going on at Misco Sports on the Bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. It's that time where a lot of people are out exercising. They've got a great line of workout shorts. They've got, of course, T-shirts, sweatshirts. They've got workout jumpsuits. You know, they've got Huskers. They've got all kinds of, area high schools and things like that. But, of course, a great line of shoes, whether you're just casual, if you just need some new tennis shoes or running shoes or some flip-flops, some sandals, they've got a great selection there. And, of course, it's not going to be too long until you're starting thinking about football and volleyball. And, of course, with the softball season underway and baseball season underway, they've got what you need from Little League to Legion, from fast pitch to slow pitch. Stop by, check it out today. You'll find something that you can use at Misco Sports on the Bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. They've got duffel bags that you could put small families in. I mean, you see those kids going to summer basketball tournaments and camps, and it's like luggage that would never fit in the overhead compartment of a Boeing, and they're dragging it behind them. But it's like everything they would ever need for, like, the summer, they have those there.
West Lincoln Way is right over by my house, so these kids get out of their vehicle, and I can't believe that 8-year-old kids have bat bags that are bigger than them. But everyone's got one. They've all been to Misco's. They bought their own bats. They got four different jerseys.
You know, you think flying's expensive. You just shove the kid in one of those. They think it's a carry-on. Boop! Then you pop him out, and then boom, you know, walk out and see. There you go. That's a great idea you had. Excellent idea.
Simple.
Daddy, something going on tonight in Hastings.
7:30 tonight, Hastings, Keno, Bar and Grill, Sean Callahan, Huskers Illustrated. He's going to give a short video. Well, why don't we just ask Sean what he's going to give? Sean, how are you?
Yeah, I think I'm going to claim residency in the Tri-Cities. This is my my third trip up there this year to see you guys in the last couple months.
Pretty fired up. A lot of things going on, of course, with the Bo Pelini era. But before we get too much into what's going on tonight, what's going on with the Huskers? It's kind of a quiet time with spring gone. We talked that you're always looking for recruits, but what's going on in the world of Husker football right now?
Well, it's obviously very, very quiet. Summer school doesn't actually even start until next week, so nobody's on campus really at this point. And the rest of the team, most of the team, 99% of the team will be in summer classes, and the NCAA pays for their summer school now, so it's a deal where these guys can get a lot done. Almost every single one of the incoming recruits will also be in town by this weekend to start classes on Monday, and the summer conditioning program with James Dobson will begin up as well. So, you know, it's kind of the vacation or break period for the coaching staff. This is the time of year where they get ready for their camps. Today is their Football 101 for Women clinic, where they had close to 1,000 different women expected to be there. Then next week they'll begin their regular camps. They've got two regular sessions of camp, and they'll do a kicking camp, a quarterback's camp, and they also have a 7-on-7 tournament. So it's kind of a month of camps and just a lot of other things going on, and then in July things slow down before they really pick back up in August.
1,000 women, huh? You going to be kicking it there for a while?
I know. I like my odds there. I mean, I need Daddy there as my wingman, but I like my odds.
That ought to clear a swath of path.
Sean, you mentioned all these camps going on. Out of these camps, how many scholarships do you think will be offered at that time?
Well, you know, it's interesting because camps have changed quite a bit. Really, the camps have turned into a tryout for a lot of guys, and you don't see the high-profile kids with offers attend very many camps anymore because there's no need for them to do that because they already have an offer. So typically you're going to see nearly every in-state kid at these camps, a select few out-state guys that are interested. And, you know, it's really hard to predict the number. If you can get five legitimate offers that turn into commits out of that camp, I think the camp's done its service for you. They're really big, though, guys, for the future of recruiting, like 2010, even maybe 2011, Yesterday, for example, I saw a running back from Omaha Northwest named Montarius Daniels. He'll be at Nebraska's camp. If he has a good workout there, he might be a guy they offer early next year. He's one of the premier up-and-coming backs in the state. He ran for 1,200 yards on a 1-8 team. That's one of the worst programs in the state in Class A, and he still put up big numbers, so this is a big-time kid to watch. Andrew Rodriguez, another young guy in Aurora, that's a big-time recruit that will be at camp as an underclassman. So you'll see a good mix of in-state, some out-of-state guys all kind of trying to get the same thing. That's a scholarship offer from Nebraska.
Sean, how's Bo Pelini, adjusting right now through your eyes? We've seen him do a couple of interviews. He got together for a golf outing with some of the staff and former Husker players out in our neck of the woods in Gothenburg and at Dismal last week. Weather wasn't great, but from the folks I talked to that were there, it was a great time. How's things coming together for him right now?
Well, you know, I'd say really well. It was different for the month of May for him because typically the coaches are allowed to go on the road and recruit the head coach. Well, this year the new rule, they call it the Nick Saban rule, doesn't allow coaches out on the road anymore to recruit in the month of May. So Bo was kind of trapped in Lincoln where he couldn't go out and maybe talk to high school coaches and visit prospects and check out different schools. So I think he utilized the time as well as he could besides making the recruiting phone calls. I mean, he went around and really got quite a bit done in the state of Nebraska. So I think that's a big part of the job, to be a spokesman for the state, and he understands the importance of that, and you saw him do that. So there's an air conditioner guy coming to my door here, so just a second. Someone knocked on my door while I was talking to you guys. But anyway, I think Bo has done a great job of understanding that side of the job.
Sean, talk about the recruits Nebraska has locked up for this next season, and where do they stand right now?
Well, they've got five commitments right now. Thaddeus Randall, a defensive tackle. Cole Pinsek, a defensive tackle. I think the top guy of their commit class right now is Dontrevious Robinson, a running back out of Texas who looks great on film. He's a big power back but has speed. You know, C.J. Zimmer is a fullback out of Omaha Gross. They still want to take one more running back, though, in this group. So they've got two when you count Zimmer as a fullback and Robinson as their other running back. So they've got a pretty good base. They've got one linebacker commit in their class as well. I think by the end of the summer they'd like to have about 10 would be my guess. You just want to have a nice base built up because Nebraska is going to have five home games in a row to bring in official visitors in the months of August and September and early October. I think that will be a big opportunity for Bo and his staff to get kids on campus, to kind of sell them on their style with those big games, even in the Virginia Tech game, the Missouri game. The atmospheres are going to be great, and I think that will be an opportunity for them to bring in some official visitors.
Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com et al. Joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He'll be in Hastings at Hastings Kino and Sports Bar tonight. We'll talk about that in just a second, but already using as much of the internet and magazine publications as possible, we're starting to see the preseason top 25 Athlon, one of the first ones out talking about it. It looks like Florida is going to be their number one team and Ohio State number two, but they have Oklahoma third, Missouri sixth, Texas 11th, Kansas 13th, no way, Texas Tech 18th, and Virginia Tech 21. So five Husker teams, opponents, are ranked, you know, in the top 25, just for folks that think that this is going to be a 10-2 season in Nebraska, nowhere to be seen. How much faith do we need to be watching in some of these as they start to come out in the next month?
Well, you know, it's just a starting ground. Like, I mean, people put out their projections. I think you just have to look at some of those key games. The Virginia Tech game with the bye week will be huge. If they can pull that off, the season will go in a different direction. But if they lose to Virginia Tech at home, then they've got Missouri and Texas Tech. I mean, you're talking about the difference at the start of the season where they could maybe be a 3-3 team, a 4-2, 5-1. I think that will be kind of a defining stretch early on that will let us know what type of year this team will have and the toughness they have built up to withstand some pretty good opponents. But I've seen anywhere from 7 to 8 wins, you know, projected for Nebraska. I just think you have to like the schedule. They've never had five games in a row to open up the season like that. Nebraska is only one of four teams in the country with 8 home games next year. So there's so many advantages for a first-year head coach coming in to build up momentum when you've got that home crowd. We saw what it did for Kansas last year when they had all the momentum at home playing those early games to get those wins racked up. And I think Nebraska, if they could maybe pull off that Virginia Tech game this season, could take an interesting twist where it might, over-meet expectations nationally. But, there's some tough games on there. There's no question about it.
Sean, for people headed over to Hastings tonight, what are we going to give them?
Well, I've got a short highlight reel, about 5 minutes of the spring game, so I'll break down just the major plays if you didn't get a chance to see it, and just kind of talk about some of the things coming out of spring ball. And then I'll show the recruiting class DVD and kind of talk about some of the guys coming in and where they're projected and, what guys might have a shot of playing early just based on the needs this team has. You know, I think one guy you have to look at right now for early playing time coming in is Will Compton. You look at the middle linebacker position, Phillip Dillard is the clear-cut starter, I think, right now. But behind Dillard, there really isn't a number two right now. And I think a guy like a Will Compton, an incoming freshman, can maybe put himself in that role. So there'll be quite a few of those guys, I think, maybe four, five, six incoming kids that they're going to count on to step in and have play some sort of role this fall when they get to campus.
All right, Sean, rapid fire. Lakers or Celtics?
Celtics. I'm Irish, man.
Penguins come back and beat Detroit in the Stanley Cup, or you got the Red Wings?
Red Wings.
And will Big Brown win the Triple Crown?
No. I've been to that Belmont Stakes before, guys. It's a tough track. I was out there when War Emblem fell up short. I watched that. It's only $2 to get in that track, by the way. It's a pretty good experience for $2 to go watch a Triple Crown race.
And any remedies here for Daddy who's about ready to die on us?
Try more fiber.
Oh.
Raisin Bran.
Sean, we will look forward to seeing you tonight in Hastings. As always, great stuff.
All right, guys. Hastings Keen. I'll see you guys there tonight.
Take care. 7:30 go time for Sean Callahan. And, Daddy, what do they need to know to get there? Just show up, right?
Just
there's no reservations. Just get there and park your butt, and it's going to be a good time.
No cover charge.
Come early, get a little chow, and enjoy things tonight at Hastings Keno.
Dollar long necks all night long. Ooh. That's a regular special.
Hello.
Can't go wrong.
Hey, it's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia as we go into our final break. And if you have not won a $25 gift card from Troutman's in the last 2 months here on the Doug and Daddy Show, you are eligible. 1-888-455 ESPN. 1-888-455 ESPN. This is for a $25 gift card from Troutman's. We go to the NBA. It's the Celtics and Lakers. The Celtics and Lakers met three times in the 1980s in the NBA Finals. I want all three NBA Final MVPs. Who were the three MVPs in the NBA Finals between the Lakers and Celtics when they faced each other in the 1980s? 1-888-455-ESPN. All three MVPs. $25 gift card to Troutman's. Back after this.
And now, here's another in our series of things that happened during the Doug and Daddy Show commercial breaks that you can be glad you didn't hear.
Well, stop licking yourself. That's disgusting.
Makes you look forward to the breaks, doesn't it?
It's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd on ESPN Radio. Stamps.com is something I've been recommending lately and recommending highly. You can print real U.S. postage for all your letters and packages using your own computer and printer. It's like having a post office right in your office. Right now, Stamps.com is a special offer for my listeners. No risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 of free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Here's what I love about Stamps.com. There's no waiting at the post office. That's a headache. No need to lease an expensive postage meter. If you try Stamps.com today, it'll save you time and it saves you money. And with my special offer, you've got nothing to lose at all. For the no-risk trial and the $100 bonus offer, here's what you do. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone top of the homepage and type in my name, Colin. That's Stamps.com, and be sure to enter C-O-L-I-N.
Hi, I'm Justin McBride, PBR World Champion. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partial sunshine along with some cloudiness across the area as we head through the day today with a chance for scattered showers and storms developing, some of which could turn severe. We'll see high temperatures in the lower 80s with variable winds of 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see a good chance for showers and storms down to 60. I'm Paul Trombley.
He flipped me the bird, and then he was gone. Some beach, somewhere, there's a big umbrella.
Doug and Daddy Show.
Casting shade.
We do have a winner for Travis Tuesday Trivia here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We are looking for the three MVPs from the 1980s Lakers-Celtics NBA Finals. They met three times. The Lakers won twice. Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and then the Celtics won once, and it was Larry Bird. So there were no curveballs. We had some people guess Michael Cooper, Dennis Johnson. A few other names were thrown out there.
Kurt Rambis.
Yeah. But Kareem, Magic, Bird, the three that you would expect were the three most valuable players. Congratulations to Reggie and Carney. He is the winner of a $25 gift certificate, gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats, where they have the freshest ground beef, the best in the USDA choice steaks, and the brats coming right out of the brats and sausages coming right out of the smokehouse. See Carrie and the gang today at Troutman's Quality Meats, just across from Bob's Superstore on Highway 30. It is grill season, people.
Doug, I got some good news.
You got good news?
Yeah, for you, because Eric Crouch is waiting.
Whoa,
to listen.
Who?
Eric Crouch.
Who?
That's right. Crouch said Friday, it's hard to give up football. It is. I feel like I'm getting to the point in my career where I understand
when
the game.
When was it hard to give up football? When he came to Nebraska and ran home to Omaha because he wasn't going to get to play? Well, what?
But now he's understanding the game much more from a passing perspective. So
he knows how to let the ball leave his hand, huh?
You know that team that drafted him in Texas? They sold 250 total tickets.
Well, that league folded.
Yes, in March.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, Sam Keller now will find out what it's like to go into the American football or into the indoor football league. So, yay, yay, yay. Hey, you can send us an email anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, Dent Popper, home of the Arma Linings. They've specialized in paintless dent repair for years, and if bad weather dinged your car up during the storm last week, stop in and see Scott or Joel for a free estimate. The Dent Popper on the bricks downtown Kearney. You can send it to Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. So, again, tomorrow on the program, John McBride going to join us to talk about the annual Blue Gold fundraiser at UNK, which is coming up this weekend. So we'll be talking about that. Tri-City Storm had their tryout camp over the weekend, even though they still haven't named the head coach. Evidently, they're getting a lot of applications, but still got to think they're going to go in-house when it's all said and done. We don't know. They say that they're about ready to name the head coach, so hopefully that will be coming here in the very near future. A lot of American Legion baseball going on, and Daddy Larry Hayes stepping down as the head baseball coach at Texas Tech, fourth winningest coach in NCAA history. But I think you got a little Joe Pa factor there. It's just not happening anymore for Coach Hayes. They were last in the Big Ten or Big 12 this year.
Yeah, the Magic wore off over 1,500 career victories, though. A great, outstanding career all coming in Lubbock, Texas, at Lubbock Christian and at Texas Tech.
Hey, we want to thank our guests on the show today, Sean Callahan, HuskersIllustrated.com, and the Husker Sports Network. He'll be at Hastings Keno Sports Bar and Grill for a presentation and a program that's open to the public tonight at 7:30. And to Tony Hobson, former Hastings College women's head basketball coach, now the new head women's coach at Fort Hays State in Kansas.
Could Eric Newman's name possibly come up for that head coaching position at Texas Tech? Something to keep an eye on. We'll see you tomorrow, Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!